Hello, you beautiful being of light. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jessica Mazzo. Welcome to the Magical Soul Healing Podcast. I am here for you. I am here to hold space. I am here to reflect love. I am here to reflect your worth to you. I'm here to also offer tools and resources so that you can navigate life on Earth. As we journey and harmonize together, inhale and exhale. Trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Hey, this commercial break is brought to you by all of my social media. So I want to stay in touch and I want to give you the best platforms to do that. And it's going to be Instagram and TikTok. I'm active on both of those and they have the same handle, which is at Jess the Empress. That's Jess_the_Empress. Another way that you can contact me is through email, and that's at jessica.mazzo@magicalsoulhealing.com. The final way that you can contact me is right here. Wherever you're listening to your podcast, there's an option for you to send a voice message. And if you want to include some feedback, just say hi, whatever. I'd love to play it. I'd love to connect. You'll get an email when I add it to the episode, so don't worry about missing out on it. So yeah, I hope that we can connect soon. Bye. Hey, what's up? This commercial break is brought to you by my one-to-one sessions. If you have ever wanted to work with me, I suggest you head over to my website, www.magicalsoulhealing.com, and take a look at my calendar. You'll find my availability there, and I have two options for booking. You'll have the option for a 30-minute Zoom session or a 60-minute Zoom session. Be sure to keep an eye out for when I have different promos and price drops. You already know what the website is, so you'll just want to go there every so often and look for those discounts. So what I typically do with clients is pull tarot cards, and then I offer a lot of the information that I learned when I was getting my master's in social work at USC. The information that I learned is really important when it comes to understanding yourself, how your mind functions, how your body functions, and then getting them online. So I am trained in trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, problem-solving therapy, and these are all things that I bring to the table when I work one-on-one, along with the spiritual aspect of connecting to the higher self, of calling in messages from the ancestors, and then just the ancient wisdom that tarot has in and of itself. So all of this is what you get on a session with me, and I think it's a really beautiful experience. It's something that I value, and it's something I absolutely love sharing, really, with people. And I love to see people thrive, and it's quite okay if we're connecting and you're not necessarily feeling your best. It's just like I do see people in moments that they're tough and they're stuck and they're struggling, and that's okay. In the end, I really find that there is something to look forward to and to stay open for. So that's again why I just love holding space, and I hope that I get to see you there. So yeah, again, that website, it's www.magicalsoulhealing.com. Okay, see you soon. Hello, hello, soul family. All right, I'm super excited to get into today's topic. It is one of my favorites, and it's also something that I work on. I don't feel like this has always come easily to me because I care about a lot of things. And we're going to talk about having a balance of caring, but also how to not give a fuck. That's what today's topic is, how to not give a fuck. I want to start off by saying that it's so fine to give fucks, but you have to think about it. Like, how many fucks do you have in your bank to give? If you have fuck bucks, you only have so many every day that you can spend. So how many do you want to spend each day can be a great question that you can ask yourself. And maybe just like taking inventory of how many fucks you actually have to give. I feel like there is a lot of pressure to care about everything today, care about everybody's agenda, care about what everybody else cares about. And realistically, it's just not possible. It's not possible to care about everything, every moment. That would, as you probably know, would be emotionally depleting and mentally exhausting. So it's really important to be realistic. That's a part of being grounded in caring and not overcaring, right? Not giving a fuck about everything and getting agitated and upset. But having an awareness of what you are passionate about and what you do want to make change, not only within yourself, but within the world. So you get to choose what you really want to channel your fuck bucks into. 'Cause honestly, everybody's going to tell you that you need to care about their cause and why. And I'm sure they're going to give you some great information, like, look at how this is impacting this, and you need to care about this because this is happening. And while all those things are great, I feel like a lot of times, and I've done this myself, just conformed to the pressure to care about it when it's really not an authentic care. And I want to challenge you to really look at the shame that comes up about caring and not caring, because I feel like that's the societal pressure. You know, you should feel bad because you don't care about starving kids and that you only care about animals, right? That's a thing that I hear. It's like, no, when you get into your lane and you get into who you are at the core, why are you motivated to care about what you care about? And when you can get clear on the fact that you do care, you're already in the right lane. Because there are a lot of people who don't care about anything, and they're very passive, and they're like, who gives a shit? You know, we're all gonna die, blah, blah, blah. And there's really no desire to see the world be a healthy place, not only in the present moment, but for the future generations. And, you know, that's a place that people can be. And I don't necessarily know that that's a forever place. I feel like some of us go through stages where we're overwhelmed. And so we make up the I don't care kind of energy in our lives where we're like, oh, it's too hard to care. But what would it be like to have a balanced level of caring? Because it really is okay to care. And it is okay to care what people think to a degree. Because what people think about us does inform us. Like, we don't want to be a quote-unquote shitty person. Now, there's only so much, of course, that you can control. So, like, let's say you are an activist in some area and somebody thinks you should be in another area, and they're like, you're a shitty person, like I said, because you don't care about kids, you only care about animals. Well, that's their opinion, and they're trying to get you on board for their cause. There's so much to care about in the world that if you take a step back, you can trust that the right things will come to you, or that you will find your way into the things that are in alignment for you to really care about in passionate ways, in balanced ways, not in ways that you're taking it on for shame and taking it on because, quote unquote, everyone else cares about it. This topic can really piss people off because with things that are political, with things that are hot button issues, people will say, you need to care, you have to care, you should care. And I mean, you don't. I think that because we get so in our emotions, we want people to care, which is great. I'm super activated by a lot of things. I want people to care about lots of stuff. At the end of the day, what I really desire is for people to just care about themselves, not necessarily in a selfish way of like, oh yeah, like I only care about me and I don't give a fuck about anybody else. I mean, care about themselves enough to be open and balanced and able to show up in the world and make an impact through leadership, whatever leadership that is, like leading kids, like your family, leading your community, just setting an example of what it is to live in integrity. That's what I care about. And people being able to hold the position that they really are their purpose, and that if it takes years for you to discover who you are, that is fine. That is you staying in your lane. And sometimes I feel like a lot of us get caught up in the clout of, I look at me, you know, I'm waving this flag and I'm in this corner. And, you know, I don't really know if that's the best for everybody. I feel like if you just don't genuinely care, then you don't genuinely care. And that's okay. People are going to shame that. People are going to say you're a shitty person because you don't care. But what do you care about? You know, if your heart and mind aren't in something, then it's not in service for the collective for you to be there, because there are people there that their minds and hearts are present and desiring change in whatever way that they're working toward. So the how-to comes from being realistic. And I feel like within the spiritual community, there is a lot of like, put the weight of the world on your shoulders. You need to care about everything. You need to show. I do not feel like that's true. I feel like that pressure only adds to feeling like shit. And it reinforces this hero martyr syndrome of like, I have to put the weight of the world on my shoulders. This is the only way that I can make a change is through taking all of this on. And it's just not true. If you volunteer for an hour a week somewhere and in a cause that you're passionate about, that is enough. If that's what you care to give, that is what you have to give, that's enough. The burnout is not the vibe. I'm signaling so that you can see me as an ally and you can pick me up and you can show the world that I'm this great person. That's definitely not the fucking vibe, you know? It's just not it. So check in with any shame that comes up around what you care about and what you don't care about. And really look at where that shame has been reinforced through either your childhood, society, / both of those things, and work to release it. A good sense of self and a strong personal foundation of worth, you don't need other people to tell you what you should care about. You know that you showing up and giving your best, giving what you have, using your fuck bucks in a way that is responsible and balanced for you is enough. And I feel like a lot of people want to take what they're doing and make that, you have to, again, like you have to do it this way. But that's a form of comparison and acting like, if you don't care this way, then there's not going to be change, which is like, that's just not true. Change happens all the time, but it happens from us on an internal level, choosing to care about what we genuinely care about, and also choosing to detach from people shaming us that we should care about all this other stuff. And in today's world with cancel culture, there's there can be a lot of fear that comes up. Like, oh no, what if people think X, Y, and Z about me? But then you're already giving too many fucks. You're using your fuck bucks to care about what other people think about you. When again, staying in your own lane and being realistic are your biggest keys to success and not giving a fuck. So what do you really care about? Remaining focused on your life and what you love is one of the best things that you can do. And then of course, getting to the core. Why are you motivated? What changes do you want to see by working with this group or working with these people or for this cause? Because when you get clear on your why, like I mentioned, you are so in integrity with yourself. And as a person who really does care a lot, I have to work on reminding myself that I can observe but not absorb. I can observe the tragedies, the injustices. However, I don't need to absorb them and take them on and mentally fill my mind with, how do I fix this? What's the right thing to do? Let me take this issue on head on. You know, those are conditions and those are things that I've been told make me care, or that show people I care. You know, again, that's part of the martyr syndrome and the victim syndrome, is like taking it all on, or that's more of an archetype than a syndrome. So taking on that archetype, but that has only led to fatigue and burnout. So that's part of the emotional boundaries that are needed. And it's okay if you have times in your life where you can only care about what is right in front of you. Like feeling overwhelmed with some of the things that you have in your personal life. And you're like, you know what? I can only care today about my kiddos and feeding myself and getting this paper done for class or for work or whatever. And that's okay. None of that makes you a good or bad person. You're fine just as you are, caring about what you care about. It can be so easy to get that hit of validation from people online. Again, because you're waving this flag of, I care about this, look at me, da da da. But really check in with, do you care about it? And where can you detach from the shame of holding the boundary of what you care about and saying, this is it, and these other things are not a priority for me. And also, I trust that there's enough people in the world to show up authentically to the causes that are for them. So when you've been in your lane before, how did you feel? I know that my passion is super steadfast when I show up in aligned ways. When I dive deep and I explore, well, how did this come about? And what is this really impacting globally? And where can I use my expertise to create the transformation that I really want? When I'm asking those questions, my passion is sustained. I'll wake up and it'll be there. Now, again, it may not be I'm waking up every day like, oh my God, I'm so excited. It's just like, you know, I'm open. I'm curious. I'm going to show up. I'm going to explore. And so when I get off track, my mind feels heavy. And my mind in the heaviness is bogged with questions and bombarded. And a lot of stuff that I genuinely don't give a fuck about just circulates and circulates and circulates because my mind is trying to problem solve. And that's such a different way to live than knowing that I am bringing something to the table. There's a collective problem and I am part of the solution. right? That's an inner knowing instead of how can I fix? What do I need to do? What's wrong? Let me figure this out, like, mentally. Again, when I'm in my lane, I know that I am bringing something to the table. So there's like an inner feeling of satisfaction, and there's an open curiosity to how I fit into the equation versus trying to solve the equation from a mental place. And in full transparency, there's a lot of stuff that I just genuinely am disinterested in and do not care about. And I don't have a lot of shame around that. And I really feel like it's probably because growing up, people told me I needed to care about this, and they would use their emotions to guilt me into caring and try to shame me into caring, when it just made it apparent that they care about the issue. So why don't they just stay in their fucking lane and care about it and continue to go towards the cause while I care about what I care about? We don't need to care about the same things in order to make a global impact. In fact, when everybody chooses to care about what they care about authentically, then everybody shows up in the right place. So that's again where you can be grounded and realistic and practical about your fuck bucks and saying, I don't need to care. Do I care about you as a human being? Definitely. And I love that you're passionate and you've got a cause and you're like going towards it 100. I think that's fucking dope. And I wish you the best of luck. So another thing is really recognizing, like, that's not my business. That's not what I'm passionate about. That's not my expertise. That's not where I'm being called. And affirming that to yourself. And that can sometimes be a little uncomfortable, but I want you to look at the emotions that come up, and it's usually shame. Shame for not caring, feeling guilty because you don't care the way other people care. But you don't have to. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to in order to make an impact. And when you, again, when you affirm that you're fine just as you are, caring how you care, exploring what you care about, truly, that is enough. That is so much more authentic than taking shit on for clout, you know? And like all of the, oh, check out me. I'm here for this hot button issue and I'm da da da. Like, I see a lot of people sharing their opinion as if it were law and trying to get other people on board. You should care about it like this. Do this because it shows that you're authentic. And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like there's no way that anybody can dictate how you care because it's an internal thing. And so many people I know work in silence around what they care. They donate their time, they donate their energy, they donate their expertise, they donate their money. Behind the scenes, they're not online being like, I do this, I do that, this is how I care. And it's interesting to me because I also see a lot of people shaming others because they're not online, quote unquote, loud and proud about what they care about. Let me tell you, you don't have to be to make a difference. And again, you don't have to give a fuck about being like everybody else when it comes to doing things that you're passionate about. Just understand that you make a difference by showing up and by being in integrity with you. So get to your core motivation. I'm here because I believe in change. I'm here because I believe that people deserve support. I'm here because I believe that mental health information doesn't need to be expensive. And I don't feel like you always have to spend your money to get support. Some support can be free. And good support can be free. You know, not just like half-assed support. I really feel passionate about offering my services offering my knowledge and sharing my experiences, because I feel like what I've been through isn't just some unique thing in isolation that no one's ever been through. I know that when I share my story, it impacts other people. And I've had to work through a lot of, I'm feeling into the word, fear. I've had to work through a lot of fear around sharing about what I authentically care about and what I don't care about. I don't have an emotional reaction to a lot of things. And then there's some things that it's like immediate and I'm pinged and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm triggered, you know? And I'm like, I care about this. I'm protective over this. I'm defensive over this. And those are great indicators. And sometimes I realize that I've taken on a level of shame because I don't care about it. And when I see people being really authentic and being in integrity and showing up 100%, that's what I know that I'm capable of. Not that I necessarily need to take on their cause in the same way, but that I can hold that same level of passion with what I care about. So then it just asks me to, those situations ask me to reflect on, what do I really care about? Where are my fuck bucks going? Are they going to only caring about external validation, only caring about what other people think, and only caring about getting a gold star from the collective because I'm choosing to talk about this issue or that issue or whatever? So where have you been a little too idealistic about what you're capable of when it comes to caring? Because compassion is not something that flows from us 24/7. It is something that we cultivate. And I don't think people like hearing that, because there's some weird fucking expectation, again, in the spiritual community, that we have to be flowing with compassion all the time for everything in the world. Get the fuck out of here. Compassion fatigue is real. It's been scientifically proven that if you do not have healthy boundaries and if you walk around with the weight of the world on your shoulders, you are going to burn the fuck out. If you don't have a good support system, if you don't have people saying, hey, baby girl, I noticed that you're really letting this situation in your head a lot. What's going on there? I'm really curious about that. What do you think is going on? If you don't have that around you, your burnout rate is so much higher than the people who have that strong support system, healthy boundaries, and personal awareness and like a realistic perspective of their compassion. So let's say you start off with like 100 fuck bucks every day, okay? And I'm going to be even more realistic with you. Sometimes we wake up and we just feel really tired, so maybe we only have like 50 fuck bucks. And so you can ask yourself, like, what do I give a fuck about today? Today, be present, be in the moment. Let go of this perspective that I need to do all of these things in order to have this huge, everlasting impact. No, being present is the best impact that you can have, not only on yourself, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, but on the world, because you're walking in the real paradigm of presence, of moment to moment checking in with what is happening within you and what is happening around you. So what do you like? What do you want to show up for? And when have you gotten off track? When have you felt yourself getting off track? I feel myself getting off track when I sit online for too long and I start to look at what everybody else is doing. So that's the comparison. So that's where I'm like, oh, mentally, don't have good boundaries there, Jess. Reel it in, reel it in, reel it in. And then I start to absorb the cares and concerns of other people. I start to absorb the emotions and the passions of other people. And then when I go to translate that into real life, into action, I find a lot of resistance. I find that there is not a genuine sense of passion. that there's pushing, that there's forcing. And that's when I know I'm out of integrity. I care about your health. I care about your well-being. I care about your happiness. I care about your wellness. I care about mine too. That's what I'm going to show up for. I like when people have aha moments. I love, 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 love when people are like, I'm fucking lit, baby. I know who I am. I'm out in the world. I'm doing my damn thing. I love seeing that in people. And that is what I hope for. That is what I hope for by having this podcast, by having what I have online, by offering my services, is just people getting in touch with who the fuck they are and living so authentically that they do not care what other people think, that they do not use their time and energy conforming to what everybody else says you need to conform to. And I feel like when there is the letting go of what is inauthentic, there's also fears that come up that, oh no, I don't think I'll ever care about anything. Or what if I don't find anything to care about? Or what if I don't care about it the same way that other people care? Check in with those thoughts and remember that everything will come to you in the perfect time. Train your mind to get curious. Train yourself to say, show me, universe. Show me life. I am open. I want to know. Show me what I can care about that's really true for me. And then begin to feel yourself open or close to the things that then present themselves to you in your field. So check in with where you're being caught up in the paradigm of you need to take the whole world on your shoulder. You got to care about everything. Check in with that. Write down where you can be more grounded and more realistic. Make it a habit of getting curious and getting real. Getting real not only about what you care about, but how much energy you have to really care. How many fuck bucks you've got in the bank. Ask yourself, why do I care? What is my real motivation? Is it clout? Is it approval? Is it validation? Or is it because I fucking know I can make a difference? Where do you want to have clearer and stronger emotional boundaries? Through saying, I'm passionate about this. Thank you so much for bringing this to my field. But no, thank you. That's not my business. I'm going to observe. I'm going to trust that the right people are going to show up. And I'm not going to absorb mentally, emotionally, whatever it is this is about. And then, yeah, staying in your lane. Really staying in your lane and trusting that it's okay to not take on everything. That it's okay if you have times in your life where you're focused on you and your mental health and your well-being. And times in your life, or your whole life, where it's just you only care about a couple of things. That's fine. Literally, it's so okay. And that couple of things could just be like, feeding your family well, you know, feeding yourself well. When you're fed well, when your family's fed well, y'all show up in the world better, clearer, stronger. That has an impact. That is you being in integrity. And where can you release the shame and the conditioning of guilt to be the person that does take the weight of the world on their shoulders? That is the person that has to figure it all out. That has to be the person that cares about everything, every moment of the day. Reinforce love. Reinforce that it is so okay to be you and to just care about what you care about. And that the rest of the world can figure out what the fuck they need to figure out. But that you don't need to figure it out for anybody. That you showing up in integrity with who you are is the beacon for other people to do the same. I hope that this supports you. I hope that this podcast helps you really channel your passion in ways that feel good, that feel exciting, that feel also calm, like a steadfast, calm, confident energy. And I hope that it helps you challenge the mentality of other people, the projections of other people, and then anything that you have carried within you that you no longer need to show up as the beautiful, passionate person that you are. I hope that we get to talk soon. Find me on Instagram and let me know how this podcast lands with you, if there is anything else you'd like me to expand on here. I think a great way to stay in your lane is to just, like I mentioned, get curious about what you care about and let go of it needing to conform to what other people say. And trust that it'll all make sense. Trust that everything's coming together. You don't have to figure it out in a day, in a year, in 5 years. You don't. So surrendering is a big part of this too. And then reinforcing that you're fucking awesome. Just the way you are. The way that you've been designed to care about what you care about in the ways that you care. I love you. I hope that your day is amazing wherever you are. And that we get to link up soon. Okay.